Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. With 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving, it's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.
This is the sound of your ride home with Dad after he caught you vaping. Awkward, isn't it? Most vapes contain seriously addictive levels of nicotine and disappointment. Know the real cost of vapes. Brought to you by the FDA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing all morning, Russia has detained a suspect in the killing of Igor Kirillov, the commander of Russian Radiological, Chemical and Biological Defense Forces. The general was killed yesterday outside an apartment building along with his assistant when a bomb hidden in an electric scooter went off. A 29-year-old Uzbek native was arrested on suspicion of murder. Ukraine's SBU intelligence service has claimed responsibility for the killing of Kirillov. I'm joined now by Jason Corcoran, journalist and Russian analyst, who's going to talk about this significant arrest. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, do you believe that this man is likely to be involved, or is this a question of rounding up one of the usual suspects?
I think more likely it could be the former. It's just incredible the lightning speed that they got this Uzbek guy during the night. And apparently there was a second person who was involved in ordering a car-sharing vehicle, which was set up directly opposite Kirillov's apartment block so they could monitor the explosion. So, it's hard to see. I mean, this guy is from Uzbekistan, and in the past, Uzbeks have been involved in terrorism in Russia. And you probably remember in April this year, there was the attack by four gunmen on the Crocus concert hall in Moscow, which killed something in the region of 140 people. And at the time, Kremlin and Putin tried to pin it on the Ukrainians, but all the evidence was pointing to these radicals, and even there was an ISIS affiliate that claimed that they had carried out the killing.
Now, this is not, if the Ukrainians actually did it, it's not the first time that they have assassinated a significant Russian figure. There was a Mikhail Shatsky.
Yeah, there's been a number of figures. Shatsky recently, and I think the most interesting one, Pat, in relation to the current killing of Igor Kirillov, was the assassination of Vladin Tatarsky in St. Petersburg, I think about 18 months ago. Tatarsky was this ultra-nationalist blogger who'd made his name during the war as a cheerleader for the special military operation. He was at a do in a cafe in St. Petersburg owned by Prigozhin, the Wagner chief, and he was presented with a figurine, a small figurine of himself in action, even though he was just a blogger or so-called journalist. And he was presented by this figurine by a young lady called Daria Tripova, who was just 26, and she handed it to him, and it duly exploded, and he died. Tripova later claimed that she thought there was a listening device in the figurine and didn't know there was explosives, although she did concede that she had a handler in Ukraine who had paid her money to do this.
Now, how significant a blow is this to the image of invulnerability of the Putin regime, the fact that a senior, very senior military figure could be targeted like this?
Oh, I think it's a hugely embarrassing security breach. And I think that the SBU, the Ukrainians equivalent of the FSB, they potentially have moles inside the Russian security apparatus to have a handle on where Kirillov is living and his movements and what time his assistant was picking up to take him to work. And I was watching some of the Telegram channels last night for my sins, Pat, and I saw the chairman of the State Duma Defense Committee, a guy called Andrei Kartopolov, and he was on TV, and he said that he had sappers checking his official car for bombs. And that was a warning after warning became from unknown individuals that there could have been explosive devices. So there's a real sense of fear and loathing and paranoia in Moscow.
Now, what about the state of the Russian economy in general? I mean, they ostensibly appear to be carrying on, you know, life in Moscow still okay. But then I'm reading reports about, you know, the price of food going up, the economy in rag order, had the ruble devalued, and so on and so forth. I mean, are the cracks in the economy beginning to show?
The cracks are showing, and there are fissures, and there's serious dysfunction, Pat. I mean, one of the first decrees that Putin issued after the invasion of Ukraine was that he could be economical with the facts. So they stopped releasing data to do with oil and gas sales. So it's hard to get a real gauge. But what we're seeing now is near hyperinflation. I mean, some of the cost of goods, potatoes, according even to the Kremlin's own figures, are up 83% year to date, onions 40%. And you're even having Kremlin loyalists like Sberbank chief Herman Greff. He runs the bank that controls half of the nation's deposits and a third of all loans, corporate and retail. And he said last week that there are significant signs of an economic slowdown, especially in housing construction investment. And if he's saying it, then there really is a serious canaries in the coal mine.
I was reading also that a mass manufacturer of shoes, Russia's largest shoe manufacturer, Ralph Ringer, has gone wallop, declared bankrupt. And this has got to be a straw in the wind as to consumer buying power.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Ralph Ringer is the largest shoe manufacturer, and it was declared bankrupt just last week after its accounts were blocked by some of those banks, including Sberbank. They had debt and fines of 1.5 billion rubles. And Pat, as we know, another canary in the coal mine when there's a looming recession tends to be real estate. And in Russia, the biggest real estate developer, Sam Olet, is now slashing jobs amid a slump in apartment sales. And the reason for that slump is because before the Kremlin had mortgage subsidies for IT workers who were, they didn't have to go to the meat grinder, and they were given mortgage subsidies for 6%. Now mortgage rates are something in the region of 43%. And tomorrow, central bank may raise rates again by another 2%.
So the question is, how will this impact on Putin and his acolytes?
Well, there's less money to go around, and they're all, you know, looking around one another saying, who's going to be next to be hit? And, of course, we all remember Yevgeny Prigozhin. He marched up from Rostov and just stopped outside of the Moscow Ring Road. And there's a real sense that, you know, he could be living on borrowed time.
Yeah, but there's no sign of another Prigozhin, is there?
We don't know. You know, even a Russian expert like me, who lived in Russia for 15 years, didn't see Prigozhin coming. So, and neither did Putin, even though like Prigozhin was like on Telegram and he was making noises for ages. And there are other guys, there are other ultra-nationalists on Telegram who are making noises, calling for decision-making centres in Kyiv to be wiped out, especially after the assassination of Kirillov.
Now, you know, they've been harming the Ukrainian economy so much, destroying the power infrastructure, sending swarms of missiles into the cities of Ukraine. How much more can they do as an act of revenge for Kirillov's death?
Well, you know, we've already seen them use this ballistic missile, the so-called Oreshnik, against civilian infrastructure in Dnipro. So they could use that again. And, you know, they've got a whole other array of weapons, you know, so Shahid drones from Iran, and they have weapons from North Korea now as well. So, yeah, it's possible that more civilian targets, I'm afraid.
All right, Jason Corcoran, journalist and Russia analyst. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Life can throw a lot your way in the morning. You might be battling drop-off times, while your kids are battling imaginary monsters or their shoelaces. But no matter what life brings, Life cereal puts a smile on everyone's face. with 24 grams of whole grains and unexpected sweetness in every serving. It's sure to please even the pickiest eaters. Help start your mornings with Life cereal.
I really love my life.